Hello, this is Christopher LaPrade again with another episode on Daily Spiritual Food. Today's scriptures we're going to go through is Isaiah chapter 55, 6 through 12. I'll start out the scripture reading now. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down in the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." Okay, the first scripture we're going to start with, scriptures, is 6 and 7. The first scripture says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Friends, we're in a dire time nowadays, and it's ever getting closer to the point where the end time is going to be fulfilled. That is why God simply says in his word to seek him while he may be found. Right now is the time to seek the Lord. It's not time for tomorrow or the next day or the next hour or the next 30 minutes. It's time to seek him now while he may be found. Because none of us never knows when or at what point in time that we shall be called home or called before the white throne judgment. Okay, verse 7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Thanks to Jesus Christ, we have the ability to be pardoned from our sins, because he was the ultimate sacrifice. He was flesh and blood and God at the same time. God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and truth, says the word. Meaning that God, like I said, is a spirit. He had to come down in the flesh, and he's the only being that was able to live a perfect, holy life. He fulfilled the law, not abolished the law. So as it says here, "In the unrighteous man, his thoughts, let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." If you confess your sins to the Lord Jesus, he will forgive you abundantly of your sins. He comes to bring abundant life to us, not to be self-condemned or guilty. We are guilty, but we are able to be set free by his forgiveness of what he's done on the cross for us by his blood. Excuse me. And verse 8 is, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." Verse 9, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Verse 10, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Now I have a Nelson's New King James Bible, and it's got study notes in it. And what I want to look at in them notes is verses 8 through 11. It says in the notes, "God's gracious thoughts exceed our human imagination. No one can fathom the depths of his wisdom." verses 10 through 11. Bring forth, it says to bring forth in that verse. For a similar reference, see 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. God's word is similar to rainfall. It produces fruit. Just as water and livens and strengthens a withering rose, God's word produces life in the hearts of sinners. His word has, he says in John, don't know exactly what chapter, but he says, you are clean by my word. We are made clean and sanctified and holy by his word, by his promises, and by his sacrificial death on the cross and resurrection from the dead. We just got to get to a point to where we give it all to him and not withhold anything back. We strive to do what the Lord says, but we'll never be perfect. That is why Jesus came down upon the earth and died on the cross and resurrected for us. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. That's powerful. But it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. God speaks his word, and he designates it to come back to him fruitful. He does not do things without reason. So as we are Christians walking upon this earth, or if you're not a Christian, this is how most Christians should be. If they walk upon the earth and be submissive to God and continue to do his will, his word will not come back void in their life. All the promises that he has is for everybody who wants to come, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. Anybody can be accepted. There is no race, color, sex, whatever it is that separates you from other people in this world. Nothing will separate you from God. For God loves you for who you are, and he wants you to come to him as you are, with your heart wide open and ready to accept him. Verse 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth and sing before you. Now, I'm not too sure exactly what this means, but I know the first part, for you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. Once you accept Christ into your heart, you know, you can walk out with joy and peace and happiness. And then, and be led out with peace. Once you leave the place where you have met God and have decided to be with him and serve him, you'll be led out with peace. Anyway, this is just a little snippet of what I wanted just to say today, because I haven't made a podcast in a while. I hope that this made some sense, and I pray that it blesses you. I hope that you can find more answers as I go throughout the Bible to share scriptures. Again, this was in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 12. And I have one yet other thing to mention. I have my account set up for people to support me with money if they can. The only thing I'm asking for is at least $5 a month. The proceeds go to the church that I go to. And they don't go to anything else but church. It goes to the missionaries, evangelists, everybody who needs funding in the church that are serving the Lord and working very hard for the kingdom. This is not going to anybody else, you know, for any other kind of reason. If you feel like you would like to do that, click on the link on my little page on Anchor or wherever it might be. And select give at least $5 if you want to. No pressure. Even if nobody don'ts, it's okay. God will make a way for anybody. Like I said, I pray that this has blessed you and made you joyous in your heart, and that you may have more peace and that you may have encouragement. I pray this in Jesus' name.